A flash of light beams over a planet's horizon before pulling back quickly into the vast galaxy, revealing a constellation in the form of a lion rampant. A bright sun shines through misty white clouds and then dissipates. The outer edges of the image fade to black, leaving concentrated rays of sunlight against a blue sky in the center. Lion's Gate. Text appears. The following footage was assembled from memory cards and DV tapes found near Burkittsville, Maryland in the Black Hills Forest on May 15, 2014. A shaky point of view shows someone running through a dark, decaying building, rounding a corner, and dashing up a staircase. A flashlight beam illuminates handprints on the crumbling walls. The end of the hallway is boarded up, but there's another staircase to climb. A glimpse of a mirror on a wall reflects the runner passing. A hand scrabbles and slams a bolt lock shut. There are two other closed doors nearby. One of them bursts open. The image freezes.
Did you see her?
What do you mean?
I missed it the first time too. Hang on.
The tape rewinds to the mirror on the wall. It freezes on a blurry reflection of a bloody woman's face. A video camera's view shows a guy watching the footage on a computer.
Okay, what is that?
He turns from the screen.
He said, I think that might be my sister.
Wait, okay.
The view of him shifts.
How did you even find it? Did you have like a search alert set up?
Yeah, exactly. And usually it's nothing, but the guy who uploaded this video said it was from a tape he found in the Black Hills woods.
But those woods have been searched, right? They never found a house.
Yeah, but the Black Hills Forest is huge, so maybe they weren't looking in the right place, you know? That's why I want us to start where the tape was found, so we can set up camp at night.
A couple enters.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing Lisa's documentary class project starring me.
Boring.
In a garage, the handsome brown-haired star of the project closes the door and looks over electronic equipment laid out on a table as Lisa films.
Okay, so try on that earpiece camera.
Which is it? This one?
And then press the button on the side.
Okay.
And then it should be recording. The cool thing about these is they've got built-in GPS.
The earpiece camera shows Lisa's long brown hair and full-lipped smile.
How's that? You're getting more of these for Peter and Ashley, right?
Yeah, we just have to make sure we remember to switch out the cards.
In a bedroom, Lisa sets up a camera and moves into frame, sitting on her bed while holding a mic and wearing headphones.
Temp narration, take one, take two, three.
She reads from a notepad.
When James was 4 years old, his older sister disappeared while making a documentary near the town of Burkittsville, Maryland.
Shaky footage shows a dark woods surrounding a dilapidated, decaying house.
Some of the footage shot by James's sister was later found. The final moments of it showed her going into a house, seemingly within the Black Hills Forest.
A male figure stands facing a corner. The camera drops. The image goes black, then changes to shots of search parties combing the woods.
That area was extensively searched by police and FBI, but they could find no evidence of an existing house in those woods. Investigators concluded that James's sister might have vanished elsewhere, despite her crew's equipment and footage being found nearby.
The brother stands next to an ambulance.
For as long as I've been friends with James, he's wondered what happened to her. His continued search to find closure and answers to his sister's disappearance is the subject of this documentary.
At a barbecue, Peter, his dark skin reflecting the flames, grills burgers as Lisa films.
How long have you and James been friends?
Our parents were friends, so we basically grew up together.
So you knew him when his sister disappeared?
Yeah. I don't really remember Heather all that well, to be honest. But after she went off into those woods and she didn't come back. Yeah, I remember all that.
Now, James and Peter play a video game as Lisa captures it on her camera.
That's me. They're shooting me.
Peter. Can you give us an idea about what we're going to be doing out there?
Four of us. We're going to go out there and we're going to try to find this house. James, he's been messaging with the guy who uploaded that video. He's going to show us exactly where in the woods he found the DV tape.
And James, you think you're going to find the house?
Maybe. I hope so.
So you really think your sister could still be out there after all these years?
All I know is if there is any chance at all that I could find out what happened to her, I need to at least try.
And what about the legends?
Legends.
Yeah, do you believe at all in the stories about the Blair Witch?
Peter turns to his friend, and they exchange a glance. In a club, Peter looks into his earpiece.
Hey, Lisa, I can't tell. Is this thing recording or not?
puts it on.
It's always facing forward, and make sure you press the button down. Okay, you hold it down?
Got it. Yeah, I got it.
Sex. Ashley holds back tendrils of her long hair to display her earpiece camera.
The thing is, he's going back out to those woods to look for his sister, Lisa, because he thinks she could still be there because of some blurry footage that some weirdo put online. So, like, how's that going to look?
I don't want to exploit anyone.
All right,
that's
then
not the
don't
point
tell anyone about it, okay? How about that? Use that. There's an option. Don't tell anyone. Just come out there with us, film it like he wants you to as his friend. Don't use the footage for your movie.
I can't promise that, Peter, because like what if something actually happens out there?
Okay,
no, no, no.
Get a beer.
What if we find something that they never found?
I'm so sorry. He and James have just been friends forever.
It's because I haven't been friends with him for as long as you guys have been in our hair.
I know that.
I have to respond yourself.
The next day, a sweatshirt covers Peter's eyes.
Oh, fuck. How are you feeling?
You're asking if I regret getting drunk the night before going camping in the woods? I do not.
Okay, let's just move back a little bit.
The four friends back away from a small camera drone.
How far does it go?
Like 100 meters is the max, I think.
Lisa turns the drone on using her smartphone. It rises up smoothly, recording the four of them as they watch. Then it turns to take in the nearby suburban neighborhood.
Ashley and I have used these in class before. Just like cheap helicopter shots, you know. It could be useful in terms of finding our way around the forest.
Yeah, but we're gonna have a GPS though, right?
Oh, yeah. It's built into the earpiece camera, but it only works when it's on, though, so just keep an eye on the battery in case we get separated.
Now, Ashley tosses a knapsack in the back of an SUV. Grinning, she pulls a walkie-talkie from the bag.
Comm check?
Yeah, that's like what people say in the military, over.
Okay, anyways, it's working.
She mocks an exasperated look.
Over.
Copy that. Over and out.
James peers down from a balcony.
Hey, the walkie-talkies work.
Yeah, we know.
They drive through the countryside.
Got the bases, boys.
Somebody wasn't hydrated.
Various cameras record their journey as they travel. At night, they carry their bags into a motel room, and Lisa looks at the queen beds.
Okay, which one is you guys?
Where this one?
Peter and Ashley leap onto their bed. Later, James and Peter play with the walkies. Now, Ashley puts an almost empty bottle of whiskey on the side table, and James tries to squeeze into their bed.
James!
James reaches for the light.
Good night, folks.
Back on the road.
My head's been a little...
Will you break?
A sign says Burkittsville.
And this used to be called Blair?
Sort of. There was a town called Blair back in the 1700s, but it was discovered abandoned. So they found a new town, called it Burkittsville.
James pulls into a driveway cluttered with junk and parks behind an old pickup truck with a camper cap. They climb out and walk past two dogs chained below laundry drying on a line. James leads the way up the front steps, stepping over a welcome mat that reads, "Go away."
Hey, man.
As the camera records, a bushy-haired man and a woman with purple frosted hair greet them.
Can I get anybody water?
I'm okay, thank you.
Peter and Ashley, both black, glare at a Confederate flag.
Yeah, so have a seat in there, and Lane will be right with you.
Hey, I'm glad you're all recording this. Not every day we get like-minded investigators coming out here to discuss the Blair Witch.
Hey, I may need to get you guys to sign some release forms later, if that's... Okay.
Yeah, sure. That's okay. Cool. I probably need you to sign one, too.
So, you're Darknet 666?
Yeah. Well, we both are, but you can call me Lane. This is Talia.
Lane records them.
So, okay. Well, first off, I was hoping you could show us where you found the tape. We're going to make that our starting point.
Are you guys really going to go camping out in those woods?
Yep, that's the plan. Why?
Talia turns her big eyes toward Lane, and they both smile.
We want to go out there with you. I mean, if you're going to be looking around, we want to be a part of that.
Peter, his mouth slack, turns to James.
We're not going to be a burden or anything. We go camping all the time. Mm. Hey, look, that's the deal if you want us to show you where we found it.
James glances around at his friends, his finger on his forehead.
Is it okay if we talk it over in private real quick?
No, yeah, oh, yeah, sure, go ahead.
Peter glares at Lane's camera. Then, outside the house, James glances at the other three.
What do you think?
Nope.
Well, don't we need them to show us exactly where they found the tape?
Yeah, but I didn't think they'd want to stick around after that.
Well, they didn't exactly make it sound like we have an option.
She looks glumly over at Lisa. James shrugs at Peter, who drops his boyish face toward the ground. Back in the SUV, they drive down a two-lane road into a thick woods. Lane and Talia's pickup with its camper cap leads the way.
What are you bragging about?
The truck pulls off onto a dirt road, and they follow, bouncing on the rough surface. In the pickup, Lane calmly drives as Talia films him.
This cracking, you crack me up.
Lane pulls his truck to a stop in a clearing, and James parks the SUV next to him. In the SUV, James exhales.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa. Oh, got you.
They unload.
Babe, what the hell do you have in here?
Peter helps her don her backpack.
It's heavy.
Lisa.
He hands her a flashlight.
And Ash, I'm going to give you the headlamp.
Okay.
Hey, it's cool if we leave our cars here.
Yeah, it's fine. They're safe. No one comes out this way.
Laden with packs, the six trudge away from the parked vehicles towards the woods.
I'm already hungry.
Yeah,
I could eat. Eat all these granola bars in the backpack.
Hey, what do you think they're smoking up there?
Definitely bath salts.
You know what? I'm gonna go ask.
Hey, yo, Darknet, 666, wait up. I saw some of your other videos.
Yeah?
Yeah, before we came out here. I saw this one, it was really interesting, where you guys like found this little pile of rocks.
James gives a stop gesture.
Symbols.
Symbols. Oh, they were symbols. No, seriously. So do you guys really believe all these old stories? I mean, because someone's died everywhere at some point, right? Doesn't mean that every square foot of this planet is haunted.
Did you grow up here?
No.
See, I did. Talia did. We both grew up here. And the older folks in town used to talk a lot about these woods when I was little. And after his sister and her crew went missing and her stuff got found, suddenly everyone I know just wanted to forget it. This area has a history of things happening that no one really likes to talk about. Rustin Parr, Coffin Rock. This goes on and on.
Dappled sunlight streams down through the leaves above as Lisa films a grinning James with her handheld camera. Lane and Talia lead the group as they go deeper into the woods.
Watch yourself. Yeah. Watch your step.
It goes down. Back in the 1940s, Rustin Parr brought 8 kids out to his house in these woods. Killed 7 of them. But Parr claimed that he heard the voice of an old woman telling him to kill the children. He would take them up to his attic and make one stand in the corner while he killed the other one.
There's been some debate on that, actually, whether it was the attic or the basement.
So he thought he heard the Blair Witch telling him to kill people.
Well, he never said who it was. He just said that it sounded like the voice of an old woman. They hanged him out in these woods near his house. Wait, he had a house out here?
Yeah, that's not the one we're looking for, though. Parr's house was burnt down after he was hanged. Supposedly they found a bunch of old tunnels and stuff underneath that didn't go anywhere. Some kind of underground railroad thing, I think.
Peter glances at James. Later, Lisa sets her camera up on a tripod as they all take their packs off to rest. Peter stretches his stiff neck by leaning over at an awkward angle and twisting his head sideways. Lisa steps into frame to join them.
Oh, my bad.
Among dead brown leaves on the ground, 2 bumblebees dance around each other. The hikers reach a broken down wooden fence. Lane waves toward it.
Okay, so this is technically where the Black Hills woods start, back from when this was private land.
Who owns it now?
No one. It's the state's, I guess.
So we're not trespassing or anything, right?
No, no one cares. No one living, that is.
The dark, curly-haired Lane glares at James, Lisa, and Peter. Then he turns back toward Talia. Ashley steps up to Peter with an admonishing look.
If we have to go camping with the locals, could you please not piss them off?
Babe, I didn't say anything.
You don't have to say anything, Peter. You know that.
Ashley allows a smile. They pass a small, torn sign affixed to a tree trunk that reads, "No entry after nightfall." Later, Lisa films as the others gather around a tree that has been sheared in half.
You're walking by and you see it?
This is where we found the DV tape.
There was nothing else on the tape?
Like I said, it was all static, except for that bit that we uploaded.
Why does the tree look like that?
Lightning. Sometimes when it hits the tree, the electricity goes into the ground and it burns the tree from the roots up.
Yeah. It was like half under half. I mean, you had to dig a little.
Talia steps back to film the scene. The top half of the dead tree hangs down, forming a triangle with the trunk and the earth below. Later, they near a flowing water.
A girl drowned in this creek. It's around when Burkittsville was founded. Her family was doing the washing, and her mother says she saw a hand reach out of the water and pull her daughter in. Probably the only reason we still know about it is because there were newspaper articles, because the girl's body was never found.
Lisa lowers the camera, her brow furrowed.
Are we crossing this?
At the water's edge, Ashley takes off her socks and steps into the wet sand.
Oh. Yeah, let us know how it is.
I'm walking across the water.
That's right.
Oh, that's cold.
Leeches are fine? What do you mean?
Wait, you said it was leeches?
No, I'm just asking. Are you coming? Did you get a pedicure before you came here?
Yeah.
I know.
Talia looks at Lane.
You sure this is a good idea?
Will you hold the camera for me first?
Careful there!
Ah, that's cold!
Wait, I got it.
Yeah, sorry. Careful.
All six wade single file into the knee-deep water. Talia looks back at Lane. James leads the way, his first aid kit dangling from the bottom of his backpack.
I got my foot on a rock for a piece of a big glass.
There we go. You okay?
Yeah.
Peter and James each take an arm and help her to the other side. Lane and Lisa film them as they reach the shore and help Ashley sit on a log.
You see that foot?
Okay. You're all right.
Is it bad? It just feels like it's really
not bad
deep.
At all. No, I just gotta clean it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lisa, do you mind getting my first aid kit? It's in my bag over there.
Mm-hmm. Lisa, first aid kit back, please.
Oh, shit.
Thank
sorry.
You very
yeah,
much.
Sorry.
Lane,
hey,
Jesus.
Hey, back up. Back
Peter pushes
back
Lane's
up.
Camera away.
Back it up. Get back over
like
there.
One more second.
I swear.
All right.
I've seen much worse than this.
There you go. Oh, it's okay. Try not to move it too much.
It's like it's really big.
No, it feels a lot worse than it actually is, I promise.
Pressure. It's okay. It's all right.
No, we just got to wrap it up. You'll be good to walk on it.
He bandages the deep gash on the sole of her foot.
Thank you, Jamie.
No problem, man. Okay, you want to try standing up?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Don't put too much pressure on it.
There you go.
You all right?
Yeah.
Not so bad.
Not so bad.
Now, James runs a rope between two trees.
Oh, ow.
Okay.
Everyone hangs their wet clothes on the line. Peter holds Ashley's leg.
Come to my palace in the woods. This is how we roll.
He tries assembling a tent.
That's what I'm trying to say is,
Fuck. Babe, I got it. Please let me just put the tent together, okay?
I'm just saying.
I just need to put the tent together right now. It's not supposed to be bent, I know. So you just bent. Is this supposed to be bent? This is not the entrance.
That's not either.
Fuck!
He throws the tent on the ground and stomps on it.
Fucking tent!
He glances at the others, whose tents are all set up. Later, Lisa sets up the camera drone.
Okay, everything's good.
Hey, I'm gonna go get some firewood before it gets totally dark, okay? Looks like the sun's coming down pretty quick.
Well, hold up. Let's finish this and I'll come with you.
Nah, man, I'm not going too far, okay? I'll keep my camera on. You can see me on the GPS, all right?
Okay, we'll take a walkie-talkie with you, please.
Man. Brother, already got one.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He heads away from camp into the thick woods, while the drone kicks up leaves and dust before taking off. As it ascends, the drone camera films down toward the watching campers below, before rising up through the branches of surrounding trees. It continues to climb through the tall, lush foliage, spinning slowly toward the glare of the setting sun. Lisa gazes up at the drone from the ground as she operates it. Up above, the drone has finally cleared the top of the trees. The thick woods extends to the horizon in all directions.
what exactly should we be looking for?
We're looking for the house from Heather's footage. Do you see any clearings, anything like that?
I shouldn't take this thing too much further up, but I mean, I don't see anything yet.
At night, they roast hot dogs over a campfire. Ashley slowly slides a hot dog deep in her mouth.
I'm uncomfortable.
Ew!
What?
Why do you have to eat it like that?
You can eat it a little bit quicker. You don't have to go all slow like that.
Oh, God!
The fire illuminates their faces and the nearby tents as they roast marshmallows. Beyond them is blackness. Peter pokes the fire with a stick, causing embers to rise into the air above the flames as James looks on thoughtfully. Lisa walks toward the fire, aiming her handheld camera at the others.
Okay, so the Blair Witch. Who is she really?
Haley Kedward.
James turns to Talia.
What most people say. She was accused of witchcraft after some of the children in town said that she'd taken blood from them. There wasn't much of a trial system back then. Townspeople took her out to these woods, tied her to a tree, and left her to die of exposure. In the spring, they went back to look for her body, but there was no trace of it. I assumed she was eaten by animals or something, but then people in the town started disappearing. First the children who'd accused her and their families, and then others. Eventually everyone who was left just abandoned their homes, fled the town.
Whoa.
What?
Well, I was just gonna add. According to this book I read published in 1809, they didn't just tie Haley Kedward to a tree. I mean, they did tie her to a tree, but they tied her up really high and they strung these heavy rocks to her arms and legs as weights stretching her.
Ugh.
They left her to die on a makeshift raft.
Okay, thanks.
Ever since, there's been a curse on these woods. The legend says if you look directly at the witch, you'll die just from the fright of it. And that's why Rustin Parr stood in that corner. They say no one's ever seen her and lived to talk about it.
Or alternately, no one has ever seen her, period.
This is all just stories, okay? I've been to these woods before. When I was a kid with about 100 other people.
Part of those search teams. I remember that.
Peter nods somberly.
Yeah. So how come I'm okay? Nothing got me then.
Maybe it did. You're back, right?
Peter glances at Ashley.
All right, real theory, one that I've read online. So whatever spell the witch put on these woods, you have to be out here at night for it to get you. You have to spend the night.
Wait, well then how come you're still alive?
That's a good point. Maybe she's using us to lure you all out here.
Okay, on that note, I'm going to bed.
Yeah, she gets going to be a lot of ground.
Hey, dudes.
Yeah, good night.
They each climb into their tents, Lisa and James the only ones sleeping alone.
Good night, James.
Good night.
James zips himself inside his tent, his earpiece camera still recording. He shuts it off. In the blackness, the camera turns on.
I just heard something moving outside.
The shadowy, dim shape of James's tilted face appears. He flinches. He lifts his head and turns his face to one side, then back again. He rises up and, fumbling in the darkness, finds his pants and pulls them on. He leans forward for his shoes. James grabs his camera, puts it on, and reaches around until he finds a flashlight. He switches the light on.
What the fuck?
He shines the light around his vacant tent, then reaches for the door zipper. He leans out,
Hey, Lisa.
His flashlight shines on her tent. Lisa jumps in with him.
Lisa, the lady there.
Did you hear that open?
Yeah.
There's something out there. I don't know what's like a bear.
Shh.
He covers her bare legs. James looks toward the opening and then back at her.
What the fuck was that?
It's okay. It's my walkie-talkie. That's all right. Peter, is that you? Calm check. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You okay?
Yeah. We're okay. Lisa's here too. We're okay.
I mean, she just came, like, just now came into my
tent. 30 seconds ago.
Hey, is everyone okay out there?
Yeah, we're fine. You two good?
No, Lane's not here.
Where is he?
Well, he went off to pee, but he always goes far off for privacy.
Oh, God. Hey, Lane! 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 Oh, God damn it. We should probably go look for him, right? Make sure he's okay?
No.
No.
No, I'm not going out there.
That is definitely
not a
good
idea. Well, I'm gonna go. He's been gone for a while.
Okay, I'll come with you. Shit, he might be lost, okay? I'll be right back.
Okay, I guess I should probably go back to my tent.
I mean, I can stay here if you want.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
All right. Be back soon.
All right.
James passes by Peter and Ashley.
Hey, good luck, man.
Talia leads him into the woods, stepping over a log.
Careful.
Thanks.
They both shine flashlights as they walk. Talia turns on her camera and aims it toward James as he searches.
Lane!
She faces the camera into the dark woods.
Lane!
James steps in close.
Lane!
God, where is he? Lane!
Lane!
Her camera focuses on the gnarled branches of a moss-covered tree.
Lane!
They walk deeper into the woods, past mottled tree trunks, green and yellow saplings, and thin, scraggy bushes.
Did you see that tree that fell? Sound like it landed nearby.
Yeah, but sounds can travel pretty far out here.
Lane bursts out of the darkness.
Lane, what the fuck,
man? Sorry, man. Tell me you recorded those sounds. Did you get those sounds?
Yeah, at least I know recording.
I went to see if I could find what was making those noises. I couldn't find anything. Did you guys find anything?
No, dude. Just get back to the camp, okay?
Yeah. Okay.
They head back to the camp. James shuts off his earpiece camera. Now he turns it back on inside his tent, facing it down to show Lisa sleeping next to him. James lifts her leg off his, pulls his boots on, and crawls into the daylight.
No, I'm getting out of here. I'm unpacking and leaving. This is fucked up.
Holy shit.
I want to go home, okay?
Where'd this stuff come from?
Someone must have put these things up while we were asleep.
Well, what's going on? What's wrong?
Wooden totems hang all around.
We should film these. Talia, get the camera. Right. You guys should be taking pictures.
What is it?
Lisa sees the wood and string figures.
What? You guys, seriously, I want to go home now. We need to get out of here.
Hey, James, that's not a bad idea, okay? We are not prepared for this.
Okay, I've seen this stuff before. This was in Heather's footage, guys.
Shit, there's another one back here.
That's my tent.
Fuck.
Does anybody know what time it is? My watch is saying 2 p.m.
What? How is it even possible?
Look,
we just
I
woke up.
Tired, but how did we sleep till 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
You know what? Ashley's right. Let's just pack up our stuff and get back to my car, okay?
No. Are you sure?
Yeah, this is too weird. I don't know, we found something, right? Like, we can show the footage to the police. Maybe they'll reopen Heather's case.
Wait, I want
to
get that on camera.
I think it's just rip it off the tree, for Christ's sake.
Talia unwinds the twine holding up one of the totems.
Wait, that's the shot.
I have an idea. Why don't you stay here and get all the footage you want?
All right, that's it. Come on. Turn it off.
I want to get a shot of it, okay?
Under the dangling wooden figures, they break camp. They hoist on their backpacks as Lane films them. Then they head off into the woods and away from the campsite. Lane watches them go, then points his camera back at the deserted campsite. He turns away and hurries to catch up with the others. Raindrops blur Lane's lens as the six trudge through the woods. Lisa picks up the rear, pointing her handheld camera at the back of Lane's bushy hair as he shoots up toward the treetops.
So, hey, what kind of camera is that, man?
Oh, it's a DV camera.
Oh, yeah?
It's old. It's good in low light. It's better than modern cameras.
Okay. Does it use tapes, like the one you found, or is it...
Yeah, there's not too many brands of them anymore. Why?
Oh, nothing. I'm just curious.
Well, I mean, I recommend it. Everything is cards now, but in some ways, you know, tapes are more reliable and cheaper. You have to carry a lot of batteries, though.
Oh, yeah.
Ashley doubles over.
Ooh, Ashley.
You all right?
You okay? Yeah, you okay? Yeah, what's going on?
I'm fine. It's just my foot.
You want to take the boot off?
No, just for a second, but it feels fine now.
Okay. Can you feel that?
Yeah.
Does that hurt?
It's fine.
Hey, Lane.
Lisa pulls a ball of twine out of Lane's backpack.
What the fuck are you doing?
What is this? This looks familiar, doesn't it, guys?
Yeah, that's rope and kindling that's useful for camping. Get that.
Whoa, whoa, hey, hey, hey. Get back.
You have the symbols from the camp, don't you, Talia? So can I see one? Because this rope looks exactly the same.
What the hell?
Definitely does not look the same. Rope is rope. Open your
eyes. Let her see it, then.
She doesn't need to see it.
Let her see it. Come on.
Peter grabs Lane.
Off me, man.
Listen, we weren't trying to scare you or anything. We weren't lying about the things that are going on in these woods. We needed somebody to see what was happening.
Talia hands James the wooden figure.
You fake this?
Lane gazes at the others.
Yeah, we faked it. All right, but look, we faked it because it's real, okay? There really is something happening here, guys, in these woods.
And that makes sense to you?
Hey, we didn't fake those noises last night. And sleeping until 2 o'clock, how could we fake that? There is something really going on out here in these woods.
Right, for all we know, you guys put sleeping pills in our water or something.
What? Did you?
No. Okay. Fuck this. I'm out. You guys want this. This is on you. Hey, get a shot of this.
Lane holds up his middle finger as he storms off. Talia follows him away.
Fucking assholes.
Guys. We don't have the GPS thing. There's no cell reception out here, so I mean, just hear me out. What if we get lost, okay? What if we get lost?
I thought you guys came out here all the time.
Lane tilts his head.
We've been following you.
God.
Peter shoves him.
Come on, man.
As far as the creek, but nobody has. Nobody's been here for years.
We don't know where we are.
Okay, just calm down. We meant to. We wanted safety
Jesus
in numbers, okay?
Christ.
There's
okay,
more
is there
of
anything
us, so
that you two have told us that is not a lie? And I guess it's just a coincidence that your camera uses the exact same kind of tape that you found.
Okay. I think you two got all the footage you need. You walk that way for about 2 miles, you hit the fence.
Look, can we just calm down? We can just talk about it.
Peter pushes Lane away.
Okay, please, sure.
Come on.
Look, cut the camera off.
You guys don't understand, okay?
Just not
get out of here! Get out of here!
Go!
It's time to go! Let's go!
Please, man!
Take him, go!
Guy, are you sure this is a half? Does this have to happen? We can talk about this. We can talk about it.
Lane, I swear to fuck.
Peter drops his bag and chases them off.
James, man.
So sorry.
I actually thought that Heather could still be out here. They're pathetic, man.
James squats, staring at the wooden figure in his hands.
God, I should have known that they're... I guess it's just...
Lisa moves in close to him.
Oh, God.
James stands, and she lowers the camera. Peter looks behind them.
I don't know about you guys, but I feel a little bit, you know, less scared being in the woods now.
Yeah. Are you going to be okay?
I'm all right, man. I'm okay.
Give me a hug.
Peter spreads his arms.
Don't give me a hug.
Don't give me a hug, yourself.
Aw, look at that.
They continue hiking, wending their way towards the ever-lowering sun. Ashley steps around some fallen branches.
Oh, sorry.
Single file, they push through leafy boughs as James leads the way. Now, Peter helps Ashley take off her backpack as Lisa films from a distance.
Got it. Lisa, come on. Let's go.
Peter carries the two packs as they continue onward, the sky darkening.
Hey, James. Are we anywhere close to the fence yet?
Yep, should be.
As Ashley rests behind him, James taps on the screen of his GPS, then turns and looks around worriedly. He walks a few paces right toward where Lisa stands, then trudges back toward Ashley, gazing down at the GPS. They continue on, Peter still carrying both his and Ashley's bags.
This looks familiar.
That's a good thing, right?
How can you even tell?
I don't know, just... I thought we'd... Maybe... What?
They're back at the campground.
No. No. No way! No! What?!
We've been walking in a circle!
That doesn't make sense. I've been following the GPS.
Then we should have reached the fence hours ago! We shouldn't be back at the same fucking campsite we just left!
Can I see the GPS, James?
Yeah, it must be broken.
Peter collapses on the ground.
We're lost!
No, we're not lost. We got turned around. We got
turned around.
Let's look around with the drone. We can start hiking for the road.
Okay, let's do that.
Ashley doubles over.
Hey, are you okay?
I'm fine, I'm fine.
You sure?
I'm fine.
I'm fine. You can't keep walking. We got camp here tonight, y'all.
No, babe.
You got
to another night.
Hey.
I can't stay here another night, Peter. I can't stay here another night, okay?
Hey, you need a rest, okay? You got to let that foot heal.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Look, let's just set up the tents. We'll be okay. This is fine. We'll figure it out.
Can you please at least take down those creepy stick figures? I can't look at those things anymore.
I got it.
Peter walks over to one of the stick figures dangling at face height and snatches it down angrily. Later, James uses a rock to hammer a tent peg.
Hey, can I see your camera? Just want to charge the batteries and change the cards out.
Yeah.
She looks behind her.
Did you hear that?
What?
Nothing. My ears are playing tricks on me.
You know what? I thought I heard a voice earlier.
James's camera cuts out. Now, Peter checks in on Ashley in their tent.
Hey, how
are
you doing?
I'm just freezing. Can you tell James to start a fire?
He blinks and reaches to feel her forehead.
Oh, babe. Hey, we should check out this cut on your foot.
Yeah, okay.
She leans back as he pulls her sock off, revealing the bloody bandage beneath.
Okay, let's take that off.
He carefully unwinds the gauze from around Ashley's foot, the gauze pulling at sticky blood from the wound.
Be careful, it hurts.
Peter continues unwrapping the bandages, slowly exposing the bloody, infected-looking injury.
Looks like you... It's a bit irritated.
Is it bad?
No, it's fine. I mean, we should just, you know, put some ointment on it. I'll go get Jane.
The wound pulses.
Don't do that, Al.
What was that? What just happened?
Okay. Oh, it's fine now. Just be careful how you touch it, okay? That's how it felt when it fell earlier today.
Peter looks at her, then back at the cut.
Okay, I'm going to sit your foot down, okay? And you should just stay lying down. I'll be right back.
Okay. I'm just going to rest my eyes.
Peter joins James and Lisa just as they launch the drone. The three talk as the aircraft rises up and films down at them before slowly tilting up toward the horizon.
But no, whatever it was really fucking weird, man.
Okay. You said it looked like a muscle spasm.
Yeah, or something like that. I don't know. Whatever. There's something inside of her cut. Now she's cold and I think she has a fever, so I just...
Okay, I'll go take a look at it right now.
Thank you.
Yep.
I want to keep a fire going for her tonight, so I'm going to gather some wood if you guys think you can get it started.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Thanks, man. Hey, yeah. Keep your walkie-talkie on.
Of course.
James starts to check on Ashley.
Hey, would you look at this?
What is it?
She holds her smartphone.
Well, I don't see a road or the creek or anything. Should I take it further out? Maybe it's the ankle or something?
Whoa. What happened?
I don't know.
Oh, shit!
The drone's video image careens wildly and breaks up. They both look toward the sky, their mouths open.
Fuck!
Lisa walks away, the smartphone hanging at her side. She gestures with both arms. In the darkness, a stream of urine splashes off a tree trunk.
Oh, God damn it. Lisa, if you're watching this footage, you're going to want to delete it.
He turns away from the tree and flips on his flashlight, shining it on the ground down by his feet as he walks through the underbrush. Back at the campsite, James leaves Ashley sleeping in her tent and joins Lisa by the fire. He sits across from her, his eyes downcast.
How is she?
It's infected and she has a fever.
Did you see anything like moving, like Peter said?
They both look toward Ashley's tent.
Nothing like that. But we should take her straight to the closest ER tomorrow.
Meanwhile, Peter's earpiece camera tilts down to show a pile of sticks in his hands. Peter looks at the dark forest before him, then again at the wood he's holding.
Damn it.
He drops the wood and pulls out his walkie.
Hey, James, is that you? Hey, genius. I think you're sitting on your walkie.
As he collects the sticks he dropped, his light goes out. He bangs it against his hand.
Come on.
It lights again.
Shit. Hello? Hey!
His view jerks up.
Someone out there!
He spins his light around the nearby trees.
Oh, shit!
Peter runs. His light dies again.
No! Come on!
The flashlight bursts back to life. He shines it at the thick trunks and bending branches surrounding him. He spins to check out what's behind him, only to see more dark, looming woods. Peter dashes away, his camera swinging from side to side as he runs. At camp, James mounts a camera on a tree.
The battery's last.
It's aimed toward their campfire. Peter tears through the woods, the image from his earpiece camera breaking up as he shoves his way through heavy branches. He stops and peers around, looking up just as a huge tree falls on him. At camp.
What was that?
Sound like another tree falling. I think that's...
James!
Peter!
Wait, James!
Peter!
He runs off.
James!
Peter's camera comes back on. He pulls some tree limbs away so he can see. He tries to reach toward the glare of his flashlight, but it's too far away and he's pinned. He pushes at the trunk, trying to get it off. Something passes in front of his light. He turns to see, but nothing's there.
Peter, can you hear me?
With fumbling hands, he turns off his walkie.
Peter!
Again, something passes in front of the light. His camera's view spins. As it flickers, a split-second flash shows a figure standing in a room's corner. The view goes black.
Peter!
James runs through the dark woods. He approaches the felled tree.
Here!
Peter's flashlight lies next to the tree. James picks it up and shines it over the branches.
Peter!
He walks around the fallen tree, peering between the limbs.
Peter!
James pulls out his walkie.
Peter, can you hear me? Peter, if you're hurt or you can't speak or something, just... press the button on your walkie-talkie twice, two clicks. Peter, if you can hear me, just press the button on your walkie-talkie. Peter! Fuck.
Back at the camp, the tree-mounted camera shows the campfire still burning brightly. Lisa steps into frame and walks over to Ashley and Peter's tent. She squats down before it and peers in through the tent flap. After checking on Ashley, Lisa rises, her arms crossed over her chest, and steps closer to the fire. She glances around, and noticing the tree-mounted camera, she walks directly toward it and peers into the lens. She looks down at her smartphone, seeing the black and white image of her own face on its screen. A hand shoves the phone down. It's Ashley.
I feel so good. Where's Peter?
He went to go get some firewood, but he'll be back soon, okay? Come on, let's get you back to bed.
Lisa follows her as she limps her way back over to her tent. Ashley climbs inside and lies back down as Lisa watches, then closes the tent flap. Lisa turns to come face to face with James. They step away from the tent and nearer to the tree-mounted camera.
Oh, fuck. I found Peter's flashlight out there. Shit. That was him screaming out there, right?
She shakes her head uncertainly.
I think so.
They step out of frame.
It'll be okay. Look, we need to stay together.
You're right. Let's just keep the fire going. If he sees it, he can find his way back.
They walk back to the fire and sit down beside it. James looks down at Peter's flashlight. Later, inside a tent, James's earpiece camera picks up Lisa lighting a lantern and lying down across from him, placing the lantern between them. She gazes at him, her camera recording his furrowed brow.
You know, I actually thought that Heather could still be out in these woods somehow. But now, Peter's lost, and Ashley's hurt.
It'll be okay.
He tilts his head down. They both sit up.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Do you think that could be Peter?
I don't know.
James reaches for the tent flap. Outside, he turns on his flashlight.
Peter!
The tree-mounted camera shows James and Lisa peering around the campsite, the fire flickering behind them. James shines his light at the nearby trees.
Peter?
Something moves behind the branches.
Lane? Talia?
What are you guys doing here?
No, it's not really. Okay, don't go close. It's a trick. When was the last time you saw us?
Earlier this afternoon. You're not lying.
It's been 5 days since we saw you. Maybe six. I don't even fucking know. The sun is not coming up!
What are you talking about?
Hey, where are the other two? Peter and what's her name?
Ashley's sleeping. She's not feeling well and we don't know where Peter is.
Starting for them, we have to go. No, come on, we have to go.
Guys, we're not gonna fall for your stupid shit again. Can you just tell us what's going on?
Do I look like I'm messing with you?
Do you have any food?
No, get back.
Lisa hands her a packet, and Lane yanks her away, but Talia dives for it.
John! We're alive, don't you see that?
You're crazy. Look at them, they're doing better than us, aren't they?
Are they?
What the fuck is going on?
I don't know.
No. If you want to stay here, go ahead.
Don't!
These people are gonna die. They're gonna be here forever. Not me!
Lane!
Lane, his clothes tattered and dirty, slips off into the darkness.
Talia.
Lisa walks over to her. She steps up behind Talia, whose filthy purple hair dangles above her ripped hoodie as she faces away. Lisa circles around to the woman's face. Talia flinches away.
We're just gonna go sit by a fire and... we'll set up a tent for you, okay?
Talia heads toward the glow of the fire, glancing back fearfully in the direction Lane went. She sits down next to the flames and bites hungrily into the food Lisa gave her. James and Lisa look at each other as Talia hunches over her meal. James turns his earpiece camera towards the darkness Lane disappeared into. His camera cuts out. Lisa's camera points up at the ceiling of their tent, then over to James lying beside her, his arms crossed over his chest.
I don't think I can sleep.
He looks at her.
Me neither.
He watches as she stares back up toward the wrinkled fabric of the ceiling. The camera goes off. Now, they both sleep nestled together, silhouetted by the white glow of the lantern behind their heads. Lisa checks her phone, then looks at the dark walls of the tent.
That makes no sense.
Why?
Why set the alarm for 7 o'clock, but it's still dark outside?
James props himself up, looking around, then locks eyes with her.
Okay, we should back up.
Okay.
They find two piles of rock stacked outside their tent.
What the hell?
Large wooden figures dangle from the trees.
Oh my god.
The campsite is teeming with huge hanging totems.
Lisa. Lisa, get out of here.
Oh my god.
She grabs her camera. Everywhere they turn are more stick figures of wood, twine, and moss.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, they're everywhere. Who could have done this?
James notices the tree-mounted camera.
Oh, the webcam. Shit, the battery's dead.
Talia steps up.
We have to go now.
Yeah, okay. Let's pack up our things.
Ashley limps over.
Ashley.
What? This shit. Are you okay?
She takes in the piles of stones and the hanging figures.
What is going on? What is she doing here? Where is
Talia backs into a totem.
Talia came back a few hours ago. She got lost.
You're okay.
Peter.
It's okay.
Ashley.
Ashley's eyes roll upward under half-closed lids.
Ashley. I feel sick. Okay, what about the drone camera? Can you send the drone camera up? Can you look
Ashley,
for that one? Like you
crashed.
Were looking for that house? No,
Talia points to a small stick figure wrapped with purple strands of hair.
My.
She takes the figure down.
This is my hair.
Of course it's your hair.
You did this.
Ashley grabs the totem and twists it violently, breaking it. Talia drops, her body twisted grotesquely, her lower half bent backwards below her. James steps closer to the folded figure to see Talia's wide eyes and blood oozing from her open mouth. Lisa and Ashley cower by Ashley's tent.
Ashley! He's gonna be okay! He's gonna be okay!
Ashley's tent behind them flies straight into the air. Ashley tears off into the woods, Lisa close behind. Another tent is yanked upward just behind James. The three run deep into the trees. Ashley's tent drops down on the women. They split up and keep running. Everything goes black. Lisa's earpiece camera shows the beam of her flashlight passing over moss-covered thick branches looming from every direction. She sees his light.
James!
Lisa, Graham! You okay? You all right?
Where's Ashley?
He looks around.
I don't know. I guess what else.
We have to go find her.
We have to go back. Stay close to her.
Okay.
Stay close.
The view cuts to black.
Lisa! James!
Ashley fumbles with a headlamp, finally getting it to light. She puts it on her head and looks around at the dark woods. She steps slowly forward through the trees, saplings, and ferns, holding her right hand out to push past some vines. Her light only illuminates a few yards in front of her. She drops to the ground from the pain, then rises again. Up ahead is a log from a fallen tree. Ashley makes her way over to it and puts her hand on its mossy surface to steady herself. She sits on the log and looks down at her injured foot, then back up at the dark woods.
Peter!
Ashley's earpiece camera view breaks up, then focuses on her leg. The lower leg above her injured foot is soaked with blood. She peels up her leggings, revealing another wound on the inside of her calf. Something gray sticks out of the wound. With trembling fingers, she reaches for it. Yellow pus oozes out of the hole like a worm. She tries again, pinching the thing inside with her thumb and forefinger. She pulls something stick-like a little way out and stops. Ashley grips it again, pulling out a long root-like thing with multiple tendrils and tossing it away. She rolls her leggings back down, recovering the bloody wound. Meanwhile, Lisa's camera is trained on the foliage and then on James's back as they continue treading through the woods.
She couldn't have gone far, right?
I don't know.
Ashley!
He stops and points his flashlight down on the crumpled fabric of the tent, now at his feet.
Holy shit.
We'll find her.
Lisa reaches for her walkie.
Hello? Ashley, is that you?
That's Peter, he's okay.
Peter? Is that you?
Lisa cringes and drops the walkie-talkie. Her camera's view breaks up as she cowers and spins.
It's okay. It's okay. It's okay.
They both drop to the ground, their cameras swinging wildly. James holds a hand to her cheek and stares in her eyes as sweat glistens on her face. James cradles her face, wet tendrils of her hair covering her cheeks.
Just breathe. Real slow.
Lisa closes her eyes, tears glide down.
It's okay.
Her exhale fogs his camera lens.
You're okay. You're okay. Yeah, I promise.
Yeah.
He turns away from her eyes to glance at the woods and the crumpled tent.
Yeah? Yeah? You alright? You sure?
Yeah, we gotta go.
Okay. This way.
Easy, slowly, slowly.
He helps her stand up.
That's right. Yeah, steady. Real slow.
They clasp hands as she leads the way, shining her light ahead. Meanwhile, Ashley trudges onward. Her earpiece camera shows more of the same bleak, woodsy terrain. She glances upward to catch sight of a tiny cluster of lights high up in a nearby tree.
Okay, I can send it up.
She pulls out her smartphone and tries to contact the drone. She connects and twirls the controls, but the display keeps reading error.
Stuck. Okay.
She limps over toward the tree the drone is stuck in. At the tree, she reaches for a low branch and braces her left foot against the trunk's bark, then glances up at the drone's lights. She hoists herself up the thick trunk, working her way higher and higher up the rough surface of the tree. She rests briefly and puts her uninjured foot up to a half-broken branch. The branch holds. She looks up at the drone, which is stuck out on a limb only a few yards above her now. The drone's camera catches sight of Ashley as she pulls herself up the trunk. She struggles her way up the last few feet, glancing over at the brightly lit drone as she climbs. The drone camera's image trembles as its motors rev and spin. Ashley's almost even with the device now, but it's way out on a thin branch. She hangs off a lower branch and stretches her arm out toward it, but can't quite reach. The drone's propellers flay off some pieces of tree bark. The branch snaps and she dangles precariously. She regains her footing. The drone's camera shows the shaky image of Ashley clinging to the trunk, glaring over at the device. She reaches out and grips the branch the drone is stuck on, her eyes wide and unblinking as she edges her way slowly toward the device. She stretches a hand toward it. Something fleshy shoves her off. She falls to the ground next to her camera. Then her body is whisked violently away. James and Lisa continue to hold hands as she leads him through the woods while rain pours down. Lisa spins.
It's okay. Keep going. It's all right. It's
all right. Ashley!
She continues onward, her hair matted.
Is that her?
Where's it coming from? This way, come on!
He runs off.
Ashley!
Lisa follows, her camera view stuttering.
Ashley!
James leads the way as they rush through the damp trees.
Ashley!
They spot a building up ahead.
Oh my God! We found it! This is it!
They approach the decaying, vine-covered structure. A light shines from an upper window.
That's my sister!
I don't know what happened to your sister, James, but that's not her. That can't be her. Let's go.
No, no, I have to go in.
Please.
My sister's in that house. It's attached to the air.
Please.
Please. You know this is what I came here for.
She shakes her dripping head. He starts off for the building. James's earpiece camera image breaks up as he passes a broken window and pushes through a door. He steps into a decaying foyer while Lisa shines a light on the building from outside. Inside, he scans the room. He spins to find the door he entered through now closed. He is surrounded on all sides by paint-flaked closed doors. He reaches for a doorknob. The doorway leads to a narrow dark hallway which James heads down, passing more closed doorways.
Heather?
He passes rotten wooden slats showing through weathered peeled paint and sees a partly open door.
Hello?
He pushes the door open. He spots Peter facing a corner of the room.
Peter?
The door at the other end of the hall shuts.
Peter! Peter!
James steps in the room, but Peter's gone. He looks at the ceiling.
Hey,
James dashes out of the room.
Heather! Heather!
He reaches a tattered staircase leading up to a dark landing, then glances behind him and starts up the stairs. He shines his light on the far corner of the landing. A door stands closed, darkness showing between gaps in its broken wood slats. He pushes it open. He sees a figure running down the hall.
Heather! Heather!
James chases the person up another rickety staircase, then rounds a landing and climbs another flight up. He reaches an empty hallway, then spins to look back the way he came, catching sight of handprints on the wall next to him. James heads down the hallway, rain dripping on him from the shattered ceiling above, and tries the knob on another door. Someone crosses the hall.
Heather! Heather! Heather!
He follows the figure into a room, but finds only decrepit furniture and peeling walls. James turns his light toward a stained mattress. He squats down to look under the bed. He spins to see the door is closed. He's locked in, and his flashlight dies. Lightning flashes through slats in the room's boarded-up windows. Another flash illuminates a woman facing him.
Heather!
The flashlight comes back on, and he spins its beam over the now vacant room. The dusty, shredded wallpaper is covered with fresh handprints.
Oh, fuck this.
He tries the door again. His camera shuts off. Outside, Lisa's camera shows torrential rain showering down on the building as she shines a light over the looming structure. She turns to focus on another tree that was sheared in half by lightning, its split fresh looking. Her light glimpses a pale form ducking behind a tree.
James! James!
She pushes into the tiny foyer, closing the door behind her. Spinning, she sees a partly open door. She pulls it open and sees a tiny antechamber leading to a closed, slatted door.
James!
Lisa glances back around the foyer behind her, shining her light on the closed doorways, then creeps into the antechamber.
James!
The slatted door has an unbolted lock on it. She easily pulls it open. Within, she sees strange symbols painted on a wall, and to her left, a staircase leading down.
Hello?
She climbs down the dark stairs.
James?
She descends into a stone basement, walks past an old water heater and brass headboard, and steps around a thick stone pillar. A bearded face appears.
Who is that?
You look exactly how I remember.
Oh my God,
I figured she couldn't have let you go. She had to find people who remember. The rest of Parr understood. You have to do what she tells you!
He slams her to the ground. Lane grabs her foot and drags her limp body across the basement. Her dropped flashlight shines on her as she's pulled along. Lane lifts up a hatch in the floor, revealing a deep, wood-lined shaft below. He pulls Lisa to the edge of the opening. She struggles, but he pushes her in and closes the hatch. She scrambles up the walls of the boxy room. Lisa slides back down to the dirt floor of the small chamber. She shines her camera's light around the tiny space, then leaps up to slap at the hatch above. She leans down and notices two tunnel-like holes dug into the dirt near the floor on opposite walls of the shaft. One is completely blocked by roots, but the one across from it is relatively clear. She gazes back up at the hatch. She begins crawling into the narrow tunnel, her body barely fitting. Dirt clouds her light's beam as she snakes her way through the craggy channel, scraping past dangling roots. She turns her light from her feet to the way ahead to see the shaft narrow and grow wet. She slides forward into the water. Lisa drags herself forward, her light shining on tangles of dangling roots. The tunnel grows even narrower. Using her elbows, she clambers deeper along the wet passageway. She drops her camera, which tumbles ahead of her, its light shining back at her. The camera films her crawling forward as the channel narrows, her shoulders scraping the walls. Now stuck, she struggles to keep going. She reaches forward with her hands, her body wedged tightly, her head scraped and bloody. She stops trying. Her face set, she grabs at the earth in front of her and pulls. She slides forward. Lisa glances behind her and scoots ahead. The tunnel grows wider and dry, and she crawls past the water. Her camera drops away again, catching her bloody features as she struggles her way toward it. She reaches her camera and, grabbing it, scampers desperately around a bend in the tunnel where she hits a wall blocking her path. She pulls out a pocket knife, flips it open, and jabs at the wall. She breaks through, tumbling out onto the basement floor. She starts to slide a crate over to block the tunnel. Lisa spins, holding her knife high. She goes back to dragging the crate. Someone bursts toward her. Lane backs away, Lisa's knife buried in the side of his neck. He drops to the ground. She grabs her camera and sprints up the stairs. Back in the foyer, she tries the front door. She spins around, her light shining on the symbols on the wall. She runs down a hall and spins, her camera capturing a pale creature with elongated arms and legs approaching. She flees through filthy hallways, then climbs up a staircase past the wall covered in handprints. She dashes down another hallway, spinning up the staircase at the end. Her bloody face is reflected in the mirror on the wall as she passes. Her hand scrabbles and slams a bolt lock shut. A door bursts open.
Lisa.
The door he came out of closes.
The attic! We're in the attic!
Wait!
She's right behind me!
Moving shafts of light stream in horizontally through holes in the attic walls. James pushes aside tattered fabric to peer into the glare. The light fades, and darkness engulfs him.
What the fuck was that?
Now, light streams through cracks in the door.
What are we doing?
The corner! Get in the corner! Come on!
James, what are you doing?
Face the corner now! Come on!
James goes to a corner, and Lisa runs to stand beside him. The door shatters. Lisa grabs his hand. He shines his light toward her as she trembles.
Just keep your eyes closed. It only takes sacrifices. We can't look directly at him.
Lisa glances over at James, her mouth wide. Her earpiece camera points to the beams and dripping slats of the corner.
Close your eyes. Lisa, I'm so sorry. This is all my fault.
She looks down at the rainwater pooling by her feet.
Heather?
What are you doing?
Did I really...
Who are you talking to?
James slowly turns around. He's yanked away.
James!
Lisa doesn't turn away from the corner. She turns on her handheld camera, aiming it down at her soaked right boot, then tilts it up toward her own face. The camera's screen is rotated so she can see herself and the room behind her. The creature with elongated limbs appears behind her, then darts away. The monitor now shows no one behind her.
If you don't look at her, she can't hurt you.
Lisa starts backing her way across the room. She spins the camera right and left, but no one's there. She continues backing up, staring at the camera screen to look over her own shoulder. She passes by ancient, dusty pottery pieces balanced on the bare beams of the wall beside her. The busted open door is right behind her now.
I'm so sorry.
Her eyes widen and her mouth drops again. She turns.
James!
Her camera lands sideways on the muddy attic floor. Water drips down, splashing on the camera. Nothing moves as the beads of rainwater collect on the camera's lens. Cut to black. Directed by Adam Wingard. Written by Simon Barrett. Produced by Roy Lee, Stephen Schneider. Produced by Keith Calder, PGA, Jess Calder, PGA. Executive Producer, Jenny Hinkey. Executive Producers, Daniel Myrick, Eduardo Sanchez, Greg Hale. Director of Photography, Robbie Baumgartner. Production Designer, Tom Hammack. Edited by Louis Chiaffi, ACE. Costume Designer, Katya Stano. Music by Adam Wingard. Co-producers, Adam Wingard, Simon Barrett. Casting by Deborah Aquila, CSA, and Trisha Wood, CSA. James Allen McCune. Callie Hernandez, Brandon Scott, Valerie Curry, Corbin Reed, Wes Robinson, Lionsgate presents a Lionsgate production. A Vertigo Entertainment, Room 101, Snoot Entertainment production. Blair Witch. More credits roll. Unit Production Manager, Jenny Hinkey. Production Manager, Simon Abbott. First Assistant Director, Gary Blair Smith. Second Assistant Director, Chad Fitz. Executive in Charge of Production, Donna Sloan. Creative Executives, Jason Constantine, Etta Cohen. Supervising Sound Editor, Andy Hay, CAS. Sound Designer, Jeffrey A. Pitts. Additional casting by Kimberly R. Harden, CSA. Cast: James Allen McCune as James, Callie Hernandez as Lisa, Corbin Reed as Ashley, Brandon Scott as Peter, Wes Robinson as Lane, Valerie Curry as Talia. Stunt Coordinator, Lloyd Bateman. Stunt Double James/Stunts, Matthew Malria. Stunt Double Lisa/Stunts, Kayla Adams. Stunt Double Peter/Stunts, Reese Williams. Stunt Double Ashley/Stunts, Lonnie Gilera, Sabine Varnes. Stunt Double Talia/Stunts, Cassandra Ebner. Stunt Double Blair Witch/Stunts, Brianna Watkins. Blair Witch Arm Double, Shannon Saunders. Stand-ins, Wanda Ayala, Bernadette Beck, Marshall Bingham, Chris Peters. Crew: Art Director, Sheila Haley. Set Director, Kate Marshall. A Camera Operator, Ian Seabrook. Additional A Camera Operator, Robin Smith. First Assistant A Camera, Aaron Hessler. Second Assistant A Camera, Mike Eubank. Additional Second Assistant Camera, Jared Krenz. DIT, Dwight Hartnett. DMT, Aaron Cooley. Still Photographer, Chris Helsermanis Beng. Post-Production Supervisor, Mark W. McCoy. First Assistant Editor, Lizette Rodriguez. Assistant Editor, Roger Cooper. Script Supervisor, Susan Williams. Production Sound Mixer, Matt Willoughby Price. Boom Operators, Roger Roscoe, Cameron Fudikoff, Ben McDonald. Video Assist, Scott Bourgeois, David McKnight. Key Grip, Gary Brook. Best Boy Grips, Garrett Lalonde, Martin Kostian. Camera Grips, Tracy Cragen, James Power. Rigging Key Grip, Tan Kazmarski. Rigging Best Boy Grip, James Solberg. Gaffers, John C. Decker, Paul Slatter. Best Boy Electrics, Brett Bird, Dean Morris. Electrician, S.R. Whitney. On-set Electrician, Shane Zwickel. Rigging Gaffer, Mike Duby. Rigging Best Boy Electric, Dennis Jones. Rigging Electricians, G. Frank Halpenny, Fred Wilson, Christopher Wood, Jack Wright. Board Operator, S. Kelly Maloney. Generator Operators, Ken Decker, Bruno Huber, Gilbert Jamalt, Roger Bailey. Art Department Coordinators, Claudia Cantarell, Leslie DeHaan. Lead Dresser, Mark Pryor. Buyer/Set Dresser, Anastasia McDonald. Set Dressers, Vixen Pashibish, Bruce McDonald. On Set Dresser, Glenn McDonald. Head Greensperson, James Summers. Lead Greens on Set, Carl Johansson. On Set Greens, Chris Markle. Greensperson, David Bailey. Property Master, Jelena Malanika. Assistant Property Masters, Kurt Brune, Stasia Van Otto. Onset Props, Tyler Waring. Special Effects Supervisor, Tony Lazarowicz. Special Effects Coordinator, Mike Kruper. Special Effects Assistants, Bill Butler, Rory Cutler, Robert Miznicki, Rocky Powell, Lance Smith, Kim Mortensen. Assistant Costume Designer, Vanessa Hill. Truck Supervisor, Lena Hama. Copyright 2016 Lionsgate Films, Inc., all rights reserved. The persons and events in this motion picture are fictitious. Any similarity to actual persons or events is unintentional. this motion picture is protected under the laws of the United States and other countries. Unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition may result in civil liability and criminal prosecution. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Lionsgate Films, Inc., voiced by William Michael Redman. Blair Witch. Lionsgate.